Hello and welcome back to the Self-Love Show with Sammy. I am your host, a clinical hypnotherapist and coach, working with women all over the world to transform their identity, their low level of self-worth and love for themselves, so that they can become the most confident and secure version of themselves, the best version of themselves, which then manifests the most amazing relationships and the most incredible life. So now what I want to talk to you about today is how technically easy, or let's just say simple, it is to actually do a complete reinvention and to change all of those limiting beliefs within yourself that's making you feel like you're not good enough and things just don't work out for you, so that you can step into that 2.0 version of you. So today I'm going to tell you exactly how that works, and it helps my clients especially to just feel that more sense of like relief and hope and belief that it's going to happen for them. Because I know that we can look at other people, see how they've transformed or see how they've got just the most wonderful lives and think, oh my God, is it just not supposed to happen for me? So today I'm going to tell you how it's simple, not necessarily that it's easy, I used the wrong word there, but it is actually a simple process. So we as adult women are collections of the traumas that we've experienced in our past, in our childhood, in our teen years, and even from previous relationship experiences, or if you're running a business, perhaps things have failed in the past. Any experiences that have happened in your life and have almost like continuously filled up that bucket of you, find that evidence bucket of you believing that you're not good enough, you're not worthy, it's just not going to work out for me. So when I use the word trauma, anything that happens to you that kind of puts you in a fight or flight survival response, that is seen as a trauma. And as a child, we come from tribes, don't we? So in tribal days, we needed to, as children, be accepted by our tribe so that we literally didn't die. Now, it's irrelevant in a way, like as an adult now, in 2023, that's irrelevant to hold on to. But as children, we still need to have those needs be met. We still need to make sure that our parents and our peers in society love us so that we're not just lobbed out of the home, or we're not cared for, because you literally then wouldn't be able to survive as a child. You do need to have your needs met as a child. And so we develop these really limiting belief systems in accordance to things that have happened to us as children. And what then doesn't happen, which really needs to happen, and it genuinely needs to be like an extra class in school, is that we're not given the tools and the lessons and the ability to transition out of that childhood identity and into the adult identity. So this means we're not supported to heal those wounds, let them go, and update the belief systems, because now as adults, we can meet all of our own needs and we're okay. We don't need other people to survive anymore, like life or death survival, but it is a part of our feeling like we belong somewhere. But you now as an adult, it's okay if you're judged or if someone doesn't quite like you or you don't fit in somewhere. It's okay. It's not a threat to your survival anymore, but we still take it inside of ourselves as though it's another piece of evidence to prove that we're just not good enough. So that's where I come in. That's the work that I do with my one-to-one clients. If you do want to book a session with me, we work together for 90 days because you are going to need that period of time to do this hard wiring. So this is where I come into this topic or conversation on this podcast. Technically, it is a simple process. So what I want you to see for yourself is that you are just like a science project. So let's remove all of the emotional beliefs on top of this, that there's anything wrong with you and that it's harder for you and you don't deserve the transformation. That's not what it is. It takes people different times to transform who they are just because of how hardwired their limiting beliefs and old identity and perceptions of life are tied into their subconscious mind. And that's dependent on what happened when you were a child. That's dependent on how dominant it has been a part of your life, that daily automatic self-talk that you don't even realize that you're running, the story you don't even realize you're telling that you don't want to be telling about yourself and about how life works out for you. So what we have to do is a process of uncovering why you have have limiting beliefs. So if it's I'm inadequate, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, we want to get to the root cause of why that first started. And then we have to peel through the layers to be able to let you let that go, support you to heal those wounds and truly let them go. Because honestly, if you want the next level life, that 2.0 version of you, because you're at a stage where you're just done with the internal suffering and things just not working out, then you do need to let go of your past life to allow the space for the new one to be literally wired in. So it's seen as a simple science process of healing that stuff, letting that stuff go, and then repetitively, with persistence and with patience, hardwiring the new belief systems, the new identity, the new dominant dialogue, thought processes, feeling state and perceptions into your mind. And it takes a different length of time for different people. But what I would say, and what I do advise to my one-to-one clients, and to be honest, the only people that ever come to work with me are people who are ready to go 100% in, is you want to become obsessively determined to let that shit go. You want to be repeating those new dialogues, wiring and firing new things in every single day, at every moment and every chance you get. And yes, it isn't easy, because one, sometimes shit has really fucking hurt us. And we have to almost take a humbling perspective on this, that I have to let go and I have to forgive, because this is genuinely for me. And now I can tell you, because a couple of years ago, I had to really forgive someone in my life who, through their own actions, whether, you know, unintentionally or whatever, it caused quite a lot of trauma for me and rebirthed a lot of things that I genuinely hadn't healed yet. And I had to force myself to do this forgiveness, because ultimately it was causing a lot of mental suffering for me inside. I was ruminating over stories, you know, conversations that hadn't even happened. You know what I mean? When you fall out with someone and you start to make up like these made up conversations in your mind that you guys have had together. It was causing a problem for my family. It was like, I just had a baby. It was giving me anxiety. I wasn't able to sleep. But this was also with someone in our life that I couldn't just decide I wasn't going to have a relationship with anymore. It was a lot closer to home, shall we say. So I really had to force myself through these processes. And in fact, that's where the Ultimate Self-Love Guidebook came from. I had to force myself back through all of my own therapy and coaching steps to heal from that situation and forgive that person. And if you do want to start this journey on your own, then that book will give you every single step you need, and I'll also link that in the podcast notes. So it was hard to do that forgiveness, but genuinely I can now say to you, on the other side of things, that forgiveness was for me. Now it sounds like you're saying forgive and let go. It's not like you're saying to that other person, if you need to forgive someone or you need to forgive things from your past, it's not like you're saying, oh, it's okay. It's not like you're letting people walk all over you. What it is a decision that I am not going to allow whatever belief systems I then attach to myself from that to be a part of me anymore. So I don't need to be angry with you, and I can let this go, because I don't believe in those stories anymore or those meanings. That's when you truly transition. That's when you start to really love yourself. That's when you have confidence and back yourself. And I can tell you that I've now been able to completely transform the relationship with that person. And I don't even have, you know, I see them on a very regular basis, and I don't have that constant toxic behavior where I would then just, you know, get annoyed by everything they didn't do and whatever. So it's completely released me and it's healed me. I had to do the forgiveness. And this also counts for yourself. Forgiving yourself because you only did what you knew best. When you don't have the tools, and I'm talking about proper science-backed tools here, this is about neuroscience, heart wiring and firing. When you don't have these specific tools to change your belief systems, then the perceptions that you're looking through and the meanings you're attaching to things that then causes your reactions and responses to life, well, there's nothing you can do about it, because you're wired into survival mode. You're on like fight or flight. You're fearing a rejection. You're fearing abandonment. You're getting defensive again because someone else is putting you down or something else hasn't worked out. You did all you ever knew to do so that you could quite literally keep yourself safe. So that's the first part that doesn't make it technically easy. And then the second part that makes this process not technically easy, that is that it takes energy. It takes time. whenever we want to learn something new, if you were to pick up an instrument and start to want to learn it, then you need to put the time in, the practice in, the persistence, the effort, the belief that it's going to work out in the end for you, the belief in the process, the belief in the right music notes, the belief in the right music teacher, that they're the ones that are going to get you to the end goal. That's a proper intention to have in the process. So your mind decides that it likes what's familiar. It likes to preserve energy. So therefore, if you start with this whole new identity, this new dialogue, these new beliefs, this new perception and way of looking through a lens and into life, your mind's going to freak the fuck out. It's going to start throwing up all of the evidence for you from the past to say, you're lying. That's not true. And it's going to be a tiny little bit of a battle at the start because your mind genuinely just works like that. It's nothing wrong with you. It's like I always talk about health, okay? When you want to go, when you want to change the way that you're eating, if it's a new way of eating for you, if you want to change your diet or you want to become more healthy and start adding in more exercise, initially, right, you might have this spark of motivation and excitement. Yay, I'm going to feel the best ever. Give it a couple of days and you want to go back to your old self because it just takes persistence, consistency, and habits. Everything about you is a habit. The way you think, the way you believe, the way you process information, the way you attach meanings to everything that other people are doing in your life or how life is working out for you. We can hardwire, in replacement of the old ones, new ones. Ones that align with the 2.0 version of you. Ones that align with the woman who knows her worth, is very secure in her own skin and in herself, is truly real and authentic and knows that her people will just come to her, who doesn't adapt like a chameleon to everyone that she is around. The woman who just brings that complete, whole, content, satisfied energy inside of herself into every single room that you walk in. You get to be that woman in every moment that you decide, because that is what will change your life. Being that woman is what will then change the way that you act and the way that you behave in life. The things you are then going to attract to you and receive and succeed at in life. And it will immediately transform your relationships. Above all else, your relationships are one hell of a mirror to who you are inside, to how you think about yourself, and to how you treat yourself. To the standards that you hold for yourself is exactly how your relationships will show up for you. I have done it personally, I have done it professionally, I can tell you for sure that nothing outside of yourself is going to give you what you want. The change all has to begin with you. And I want you to know that absolutely anybody is able to experience this change. Anybody is able to change who they are from the inside. We're all able to let go of that mental suffering. It just takes commitment. It takes a period of time to keep practicing the new way of being, the new thoughts, the new belief systems. And after however long it might need to take for you, that then becomes your new default, which means it's not going to take all of that energy anymore because it's now wired in. So instead of the self-debilitating and doubting mental chatter that you have that you may or may not be aware of, it's going to be empowering. It's going to be loving. It's going to be self-accepting. It's going to be optimistic. And it will just be natural. You will all of us, in fact, I can say to you that it actually happens a lot faster than you can really imagine if you properly dedicate to this process. You have to put the skin in the game, like if you really want a different life, because I think we all get to a stage in our life where we just think, I just cannot go down this path anymore. Nothing else has worked for me. I've begged and pleaded for people to change. I've tried really, really hard at succeeding in A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and it has not happened. So let's sort out what perhaps the common denominator is. Now, this isn't like to blame yourself. It's to be empowering, to say, look, I've got full power and control of the creation of my life and the future. And I can shut the door on the past right now and build a completely new one. Your past can be completely irrelevant to your future. Like, I'm 32 now, and that's not old at all. But there's going to be a time where I'm 40, then 50, then 60, then 70. And I do not want to be looking back, wishing that I just put some effort and time in so that I could have changed more than anything how I felt about myself from the minute I woke up in the morning. And especially, you know, when challenges happen in life, because they just will, we're always going to experience a diverse range of emotions and challenges to work through. And I don't want any more challenges to confirm to me that I'm not worthy. And they don't do that anymore because I put the skin in the game. I put my effort in. I decided that there was no plan B, that it was all up to me now, that I was going to take full responsibility. And it is so freeing and relieving when you just let everyone else off the hook. You're in full control. You get to decide who you are, how you look at your past, and the meanings that you attach to your future. Because what is going on in your subconscious mind by the wiring that is either from your past or the stuff that you're going to put in is always going to manifest into your physical experience. So go to the links in my podcast and you will be able to find the ways in which you can work with me. You can also get my latest freebie hypnosis. Now, this is extremely powerful hypnosis because it is going to be setting you up for success for the course I have in Miss called Mrs. Self-Secure. And it will be mastery over self-love and soulmate relationships. That's going to be launching at some point in April when I figured out all about childcare. I have a couple of weeks without childcare. So I really, really advise if you don't want one-to-one work because you're not ready to go all in, and perhaps you don't want the ultimate self-love guidebook because you just need that bit more support, this course will be for you. It will be at the minute. It's going to be 3 90-minute trainings. I will be delivering live with workbooks, and it will be completely different to your normal self-love and relationship advice that you are given, because I do things differently. I have trial and error at everything. I've done all the therapy, the coaching, all the things. I am a true embodiment of what I teach with you, because I feel I have to show that this can work. And the woman that I am today, from who I used to be only even just 2 years ago, is outstandingly different. I like myself. I believe in myself. I believe in where my future is going. I've got so much excitement and anticipation for what's happening. I feel very safe in who I am and content and satisfied. And yes, I have my down days and I have life challenges. I did just this week, but they don't mean anything bad about me anymore. They don't get to wire out all of the effort of the new things, the 2.0 version of me that I've put in. They're not dominant, you know. You need to just get to a place where it kind of tips. It's called like the tipping point, like 51% to be the new you. And then you will just gradually take over all that old version of you that doesn't believe in herself, doubts herself, says shit things about herself, talks herself down, attaches meanings to the way that people are, that says, see, I'm not lovable. I'm not enough. I'm not chosen. I do not want you spending the rest of your life feeling like you're just lost and life is just like beating you down and you never get to win. Let's just start again. Just start a complete reinvention. So if you're interested in that, get your freebie hypnosis. I mean, I advise that either way. Just get it. Start right now. Listen to it as you go to sleep. Change what's going on in your subconscious mind, because that is the secret to changing your entire inner world and outer world.